is Troy with Rural Focus. Lovely to be having your company. Well, every Friday, of course, we do speak about trying to boost our mental health. We speak to either Rural Aid Australia, or we speak with the guys from Regional Men's Health, or even we speak with Brad Milstead from the 6Bs. Well, this week, Grain Producers Australia unveiled a new national partnership aimed at continuing to boost mental health awareness and suicide prevention among Australian farmers and rural communities. And, well, the man who will become the inaugural ambassador of the Grain Producers Australia's Farmer Mates Mental Health Program, this man really needs no introduction, a man who's joined us on the program many and many a time, former WA and Australian cricketing legend, the one and only Brad Hogg. He joins us. Hoggy, hello there to you, mate.
Good morning, mate. How are you going? It's good to be back on the waves over in the upper Great Southern there.
How do you fit all this in, mate? Haven't you got enough time to fit this one in?
No. It's a good cause. So I do a lot of work for Lifeline, and grain producers approached me to see if they wanted me to get on board and talk about mental health out to the farmers and just share my story, but also get everyone together and just make sure out in the rural communities we're all looking out for each other and just make sure that we do catch up with our mates, because it's so important. You know, I know with cricket, we've just had a funeral with Andrew Simons, and we all went up there, got together, had a chat, and just said, look, we haven't caught up with each other for a couple of years, and there's been a couple of our mates that have gone. We just can't just catch up when there's a funeral. We've just got to make sure that we keep in touch with each other. So we're making a bigger effort there in the Australian cricket community. So it's just the same out in the rural areas as well.
So what's the aim here, mate?
The main aim is just to get awareness out there, but just to make sure that everyone's talking to each other and everyone's catching up, because, you know, you're looking in the country areas, farms are getting bigger and you're getting further apart, and, you know, families are leaving. So you just got to make sure that you do keep that connection going and make sure that you check in with mates. And if you haven't seen them for a couple of weeks, they've stayed out on the farm with a big cropping program, just, you know, make sure you keep in touch either with a phone call or at the end of season, catch up for a barbecue, and just talk about things, how things went through seeding or harvest when summer comes. So that's basically what we're all about.
So you'll do a host of forums around WA, mate?
Yeah, we do. I think I'm up in Mingenew for that field day, but it's also around Australia as well.
Okay.
I'm going to a field day in South Australia, Victoria, and New South Wales as well. So it'll be great to catch up with the farmers over there and, you know, just see how differently they do things compared to WA, if they do. I'm sure there's slight differences there as well, but just great for me to get back out in the rural community and to my grassroots, because they help me get through to where I got to, and if it wasn't for the Upper Great Southern and the people that play cricket there, I wouldn't have achieved what I've achieved. So it's just trying to put back into the, that little community that helped me out.
Absolutely, and you're from a farming family, mate, so you know the ins and outs of what's going on.
Oh, I know the ins and outs, but technology's changed over the last 20 years. So if I went on a farm now, there would be a lot to learn. But it's good. I go up to Newdigate to my cousin's farm up there and have a look at how they do things and, you know, check out the machinery and check out what they're doing. So it just keeps that close connect there and just see how things are going and how things have changed on the farming side of things as well.
Are you still going to the schools with Lifeline, WA and all that, mate?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying that aspect of it. We've just done a trip up in Kalgoorlie. That was probably about 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. So did some things up there with a community aspect, but also went to a school and dealt with a year 9 footy team and just talked to them about teamwork, resilience, and how to work together and look out for each other. So the message is getting out there, and it's just a good feeling when you see kids quite receptive to it and looking forward to their next journey and their next game and working together as a team. So it's just trying to give them those tools to work together as a team and also, you know, grow themselves as well. It's just not about sport. It's not about succession or succeeding.
Yeah.
It's about you getting your own values and living by those values and sort of having a good life with mates around you.
And I suppose having these talks will break down some of the stigmas surrounding mental health and suicide.
Yeah, look, I think those stigmas or those barriers have been brought down now. It's just a matter of making sure that that people are continuing with it. And I think with this great initiative from GPA, yep. Grain Producers Australia, it's making sure that you're not stuck on your farm or you're not stuck in your house. You do get out there, get involved in the community and get in there and make sure you're talking with your mates. That's the big initiative about it.
Are there some telephone numbers or anything that you know of, mate, that people can get in contact with you with or maybe GPA?
I know that we've got a webinar, so Ooh. Get on the Grain Producers Australia website. That's 7 o'clock next week, Australian Western time, so we'll be on there having a bit of a discussion there. So you can ask any questions, get on there and talk to us, and there'll be a bit of interaction action between all the farmers there. So make sure you get on board with that, and that's probably the first action that I'll be taking with Grain Producers Australia on this particular journey that we're taking.
So that's the webinar next Wednesday at 7 a.m. WA time.
Yes. Okay. No, 7 p.m. WA.
Oh, 7 p.m. Okay. 7 p.m.
Yes.
So, if you get on at 7 a.m., you'll
don't
be
get
early.
The AMP wrong.
Well, if you get in early, mate, you'll be right.
Yeah,
get yourself ready to have a listen to Brad Hogg, of course. If you haven't heard Brad Hogg speak before, certainly comes from the heart, and Hoggy's certainly one to certainly listen to. Mate, good luck on being the inaugural ambassador with GPA's Farmer Mates Mental Health Program, and thanks for chatting with us today.
Yeah, no, it's an absolute privilege, and it's, as I've said before, thanks very much for everyone out in the bush for getting right behind a great cause.